black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
The conspiracy theory. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
We are now recording for the first time. I've got my cousin on the show.
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
So basically, we're in the car ride home from getting pizza. We're driving by these two girls that seem to be looking good as hell, but that's neither here nor there. One's wearing kitty ears.
Both wearing kitty ears.
Okay, that's kind of provocative. So we just came from Uva for some pizza and beers. We hung out a little earlier. We went to the mall. And my cousin is Joey, everybody. He's going to be moving in a couple months to Arizona.
Yes.
So I wanted to get him on the show while he's still here. At least a few more times. So last time you were on, I accidentally deleted the audio we had. We were going to talk about Dragon Ball Z and stuff like that. But,
yes, yes, we were.
But now we can talk about everything on the way home.
So what today's topic should be, Andrew?
Okay, well, let's start with Trump, because while we were at the mall,
yes,
there was an African-American girl with a friend, and she said... What did she say?
She said, if there was a hat that said, fuck Trump, I will wear it.
Okay, so we want to talk about Trump. So apparently, I don't know if anyone knows, but Trump looks like he might be racist. What do you think?
He is racist.
Okay. Yeah, he is definitely getting that from even members of his own party. They're saying that he's racist. Well, what they said was, they said that the nominee for Republican cannot accept bigotry. It's like racism. So who knows? There's a chance that Trump may actually get screwed out of the election, whether he deserves it or not. They may block him from it, so he may actually not even get a chance to run. But
which I'm hoping he does.
And I think that might happen, because they keep hinting that he's not, like, he doesn't belong. So we saw, you were mentioning about the rallies.
Yes, at the rallies, there was incidents where his supporters have spat on a black woman, called her a nigger, and there was fights breaking out at his rallies.
Reminds me of the Hitler rallies, you know? Back in the day when, like, maybe a Jewish person showed up to protest, they would be treated like shit. So, yeah, I heard about the black guy that was roughed up at the Trump rally, and you told me about the woman that was spit on. The thing is, I think a lot of these politicians are racist, and a lot of them just don't get found out. There was members of government that were in the Ku Klux Klan that served in, like, the Senate or something for long periods of time, so they were old, making money, making a lot of good money, becoming rich, especially in the South, like the Southern people in the Congress and stuff. I said it last episode, a lot of these politicians, man, they are in the KKK. The other day, recently, Trump had something saying he had support of the KKK. I'm not even kidding. He looked at me real funny. I wish the audience would see that. He turned and looked at me like, I'm joking.
Yeah.
No, he really did.
I know. I don't believe it. I do.
And he was trying to say, tell me who. Tell me who. And they're like, the KKK. He was like, well, some of the KKK is good. I was like, oh, shit. Word? Some of the KKK is good, apparently, according to Trump.
Yeah, he supports the white race. And that's it. He doesn't support Hispanic, black, Asian, or whatever, but what I'm trying to say is, why vote for Donald Trump when he's only going to fuck this country up even more than George Bush did?
Yeah, well, we don't know how to learn as a society.
I guess not.
we keep having two parties, so it's either one or the other. And they all are, you know, the same people keep running, too. Even though George Bush didn't run this year, I mean, shit, his cousin did. Or his brother did. Jeb, you know, it's crazy because these people, there's pictures out there, I don't know if you saw, of Donald Trump hanging out with Hillary Clinton.
Yes, I do.
He could be, I don't know, some people that, like, are even saying that maybe he's doing this on purpose to help Hillary win, but it wouldn't make sense to waste that money to run for president just to help Hillary win, but I don't want to say I fully support Trump. I don't want to say I fully support Clinton. I honestly need to see who's running in the general election. I personally, at the moment, if I had to pick a candidate, I would pick a third party. Like John McAfee, which I mentioned in an earlier episode, who is this, like, 70-year-old guy. And he has, like, this, like, 18-year-old girlfriend. And he's kind of crazy. But you know what? He's a lot better than those other contenders.
Okay.
In my opinion. Rather have a 7-year-old with an 18-year-old girlfriend. White. Okay. Than Trump.
My cousin says he does not support Trump. I don't support Trump. At all.
Okay. Other people in your family and people that you know support Trump. Want to put them on blast real quick?
Yeah. My mom supports Trump because she thinks that Trump's going to get our jobs back and push the immigrants out. And when we're talking about immigrants, that's basically 95% of the country. So you're basically losing the people that's in this country already.
Yeah, we would lose some people that are here already. And everybody needs a job, you know? Because when you don't have a job, it creates more and more poverty. So I don't know about taking jobs from people and giving them to other people, but we just need to create jobs so everybody has a job. That's what I like about Bernie Sanders, is because Bernie Sanders is talking about making new jobs and stuff and still being like...
I think Bernie Sanders should be president.
Because Bernie Sanders isn't against the immigrants. He's not against the immigrants. He's an old white guy. Yeah, that's... You know, I don't know how fun that is to vote for somebody like that, but he's older than Trump. But at least he supports that. And he is against the... Bernie Sanders is against the jobs that are getting shipped overseas. Not the jobs that are here, just held by, you know, immigrants. So it's like... It's a lot less racist. His views are a lot less racist if they're not even... You know, Bernie Sanders is a good guy. He wants to see us grow. He wants to see us get out of poverty. So I would vote for Bernie Sanders personally, but he's got to beat Hillary Clinton to get that nomination. So any last words you want to say about that? And we can switch to topics.
Yeah, it's basically a toss-up. Do you want Hillary Clinton or you want Donald Trump? I already know who shouldn't be in, but you decide.
Your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put him in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We
got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you. I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
All right, so just to briefly touch on some video game news. So you have been playing, last time we almost talked about Fallout 4, and now that's a little, now you've been playing it a while. But you're also playing Far Cry.
Primal.
And even Elder Scrolls Online. So give the listeners a little mini review on those games. Because I haven't played them. I played Elder Scrolls Online, and I know that game is fire. I recommend it.
Far Cry Primal is a, how do you say, it takes you back to in caveman times when they went out hunting mammoths and taking on saber-tooths and wolves and jaguars and leopards. Far Cry Primal is a survival game where you have to gather members to your tribe, help them out with their needs, like go find certain objects like fish or hunt down certain animals or help certain people out. And it can be challenging at times, because there is, like the last mission I did since I had the game, is I had to kill the final boss, which I basically threw all my spears, all my clubs, and he still wouldn't die, but eventually I worked out a strategy to beat him. But it is I think it's a very excellent game. Like, I recommend that game also.
So what would you give that? Would you recommend that? So you would recommend that. What rating would you give it? Any rating, whatever.
I'll give it, well, I'm a Far Cry, I like Far Cry, it's one of my favorite games. I'll have to give that a 10.
Okay. I saw the trailers for the game. It looked awesome. I haven't played the series, but the trailers of that game has made me want to play. And your recommendation, maybe some other people will be interested in that game. So what do you think about Fallout 4, because that's still a popular game, but it's been out a little while now.
That's not a game that's challenging. Like, I haven't played it lately myself, because I've basically been playing Far Cry Primal, but Fallout 4, it's a pretty cool game. Challenging as well. Challenging also. But unlike Fallout 3, you get the ultimate suit, ultimate armor suit, early on in the game.
What would you give that game as a rating?
I'll give that an 8.
Okay, and last, Elder Scrolls Online. I honestly would give that a 9, because I'm a big fan of the Elder Scrolls lore, and I think that game is pretty cool. It's a little different than Oblivion and Skyrim.
Morrowind.
And Morrowind. But the online is still cool. There's a lot of cool features in it, the mounts, and I really think that's a good game. It does have a subscription, but it's a great game. What do you think about that game?
Elder Scrolls Online, I like that game also. It's very cool. I like the free roam. It's tricky at times where you have to take on enemies. And it's a fun game. It's hard as hell sometimes in certain parts. But overall, it's an awesome, fun adventure game. I'll rate that as a 9 as well. Awesome.
Okay, so we got that. And real quick before we go, let's talk about, because we were going to talk about this in the past, and I don't want to see this topic go to waste. Dragon Ball Z, what was it, Evolution? So what's your review on that? Give a little mini review, because you're a big DBZ fan, and I'm a fan of DBZ, not as big as you, but I really like this new movie they had. They have two new movies, actually.
The new movies they have is Battle of the Gods and Revival of F. It's when Goku finally takes on the form of Super Saiyan God, where he's able to transform into a god, and he fights an opponent way stronger than him named Lord Beerus.
Beerus is one badass dude, because apparently he can defeat Goku and Vegeta.
Now in Revival of F, that's basically, they bring Frieza back, and he also turns into Super Saiyan God, just like Frieza does, just like Vegeta does. He finally hits Super Saiyan God, which is funny to me, because he came and hit Super Saiyan 3, but he's able to hit Super Saiyan 4 and Super Saiyan God. But in that one, Vegeta comes, they revive Vegeta, they revive Frieza, and they bring him back, and he learns how to turn into a god, but he didn't train long enough to achieve being a full god, because I'm not going to say much, I'll let you watch this movie, and you can take your pick of what I'm saying.
Alright, that about wraps up my interview with my cuz, Joey. We had a good time. We're going to try to get him back on the show and chill again with him next time. So be on the lookout, guys. Alright,
peace out, everybody.